Midnight. Completely exhausted. Surely it's not normal to be revising before a date as if it were a job interview. Suspect Daniel's enormously well-read brain may turn out to be something of a nuisance if things develop. Since leaving work, I have nearly slipped a disc wheezing through a step aerobics class, scratched my naked body for 7 minutes with a stiff brush, cleaned the flat, filled the fridge, plucked my eyebrows, skimmed the papers and the ultimate sex guide, put the washing in and waxed my own legs, since it was too late to book an appointment. Ended up kneeling on a towel trying to pull off a wax strip firmly stuck to the back of my calf while watching Newsnight in an effort to drum up some interesting opinions about things. Wise people will say Daniel should like me just as I am. But I am a child of cosmopolitan culture, have been traumatised by supermodels and too many quizzes, and know that neither my personality nor my body is up to it if left to its own devices. Saturday, 25th of February, 6 p.m. Oh, joy! Have spent the day in a state I can only describe as shag drunkenness, mooning about the flat, smiling, picking things up and putting them down again. Oh, it was so lovely. The only down points were, one, immediately it was over, Daniel said, "Damn, I meant to take the car into the Citroën garage." And two, when I got up to go to the bathroom, he pointed out that I had a pair of tights stuck to the back of my calf. But as the rosy clouds begin to disperse, I begin to feel alarm. What now? 11 p.m. Oh, God. Why hasn't Daniel rung? Are we going out now or what? March. Saturday, 4th of March. I am so depressed. Daniel, though flirty all week, has given me no hint as to what is going on between us, as though it is perfectly normal to sleep with one of your colleagues and then just leave it at that. At 4:15 on Friday evening, Sharon rang me in the office. "Are you coming out with me and Jude tomorrow?" I silently panicked, thinking, surely Daniel will ask to see me this weekend before he leaves the office. "Call me if he doesn't ask," said Sharon dryly after a pause. At 5:45, saw Daniel with his coat on heading out of the door. My traumatised expression must have shamed even him, because he smiled shiftily, nodded at the computer screen and shot out. Sure enough, message pending was flashing. Message Jones. "Have a good weekend. Pip, pip. Cleve." Miserably, I picked up the phone and dialed Sharon. "What time are we meeting tomorrow?" I mumbled sheepishly. 8:30. Café Rouge. "Don't worry, we love you." 2 a.m. "As a real relief with Shaz and Jude. Daniel's stupid prat. Feels sicky though." Oops. Sunday, 5th of March, 8 a.m. Ugh. Wish was dead. I'm never, ever going to drink again for the rest of life. 11:30 a.m. Badly need water, but seems better to keep eyes closed and head stationary on pillow so as not to disturb bits of machinery and pheasants in head. Noon. Bloody good fun, but V-confused, re-advice, re-Daniel. Had to go through Jude's problems with Vile Rich at first, as clearly they are more serious, since they have been going out for 18 months rather than just shagged once.